This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 799, Three Ways to Become Insanely Productive, by Audie Redzik of audieredzik.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host and narrator here. Welcome back to Optimal Startup Daily, or welcome for the first time if you are new here. This is where I read to you from some of the best blogs on entrepreneurship. And today we have the pleasure of hearing from Audie Redzik again. We haven't heard from him in a while, so let's jump right into this post and listen to his thoughts on how to become insanely productive as we optimize your life. Three Ways to Become Insanely Productive, by Audie Redzik of audieredzik.com. Are you overwhelmed by everything you feel you have to accomplish in your day? Does it seem like no matter what or how much you get done, your to-do list just keeps growing, much like your inbox? In today's always-on and go-go-go culture, it can seem like no matter what you do, there's always something else to check off your list. And when you don't, you may feel like you failed. When you have a lot on your plate, your instinct might be to just run faster. Whoever taught you that was wrong, because that only leads to burnout. Thankfully, there's a better way. Here are three simple and easy hacks that you can start using immediately to increase your productivity and gain back your peace of mind. 1. Focus on getting the important stuff done. Your days may be filled with lots of tasks that could or should get done. And by could, I mean that somebody could accomplish that task. However, that somebody doesn't always have to be you. In fact, it probably shouldn't be you. It all comes down to this: prioritize. Not every task holds the same weight. Every day, pick 3 to 5 most important things that you have to get done, and don't worry about the rest. Important is not the same as urgent. A lot of things may feel urgent, but they're not important. Focus on what will matter the most in the long run. Individuals who are on top of their game understand this. President Eisenhower used to say, "If it's urgent, it probably isn't important." It may seem paradoxical, because it is, but when you focus on less, you actually achieve more. When you're not overwhelmed with 50 tasks, you'll be able to clear the important 3 much faster, and that will give you the energy, the motivation, and the time to go after the next 3. 2. Declutter your mind in the morning. Like most people, you probably wake up and immediately your brain starts racing. Maybe you can't help but think about the argument you had with your friend the day before, or worry about the meeting you have that day. This is natural. While you were sleeping, your mind wasn't. It was processing information. How you manage these random and pestering thoughts will make all the difference in whether you run the day or the day runs you. An easy way to prevent these mental distractions from getting in your way is to write them all out, unfiltered. You don't need to structure these thoughts. Just write whatever is on your mind, however random, and run with it. Do this for about 3 pages soon after you wake up. I do it every morning with coffee or when I'm overwhelmed. This practice serves as a brain valve, a release of all the unnecessary thoughts, so that you can clearly focus on the important ones. Pushing these thoughts down or ignoring them can limit your ability to focus and remain balanced throughout the day. And 3, get clear on your goals. Your goals are the benchmarks in the pursuit of your vision. They're also, or should be, the expressions of your inner purpose. As such, if they're real and authentic to you, they will fuel your motivation to keep going when the going gets tough. They can also have a powerful impact on your productivity because they instantly answer the question, will this task matter a month from now, 5 months from now, a year from now? Without clear goals, you won't be able to tell which tasks will push the needle forward the most. This ties back to prioritizing the important activities over all others. So what are your goals? Once you're clear on this, every day, ask yourself, does this task match my goals and will it help me achieve them? If the answer is no, scrap it, or push it down the list. If the answer is yes, then make sure you get it done. This isn't to say that every task will be directly tied to your goals, but the important ones need to be. Otherwise, you'll be a hamster in a wheel. What's most important to remember here is that it's impossible to get everything done, and quite frankly, you'll soon realize that you won't want to anyway. Being productive is simpler than it seems. So let's summarize. 1. Spend less of your time doing more, especially if more of what you're doing is not in alignment with your priorities and goals. Always focus on your most important tasks and what will matter the most in the long run. 2. How you handle distractions can make or break your productivity. Decluttering your mind in the morning is a great way to eliminate one of your biggest distractions when working, your random subconscious thoughts. And lastly, being busy isn't the same as being productive. It may give you a feeling of accomplishment, but not the accomplishment itself. What do you prefer? A busy life or a life of accomplishment? You just listened to the post titled, 3 Ways to Become Insanely Productive by Audie Redzik of audieredzik.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And a big thank you to Audie. Audie Redzik is an entrepreneur, life and business coach, author, and motivational speaker. From a war-torn childhood to meetings at the White House, Audie has proven the possibility of change and the limitless power of determination. Driven by a desire to live life on his own terms, Audie has transformed his own life and is obsessed with helping other individuals and organizations to reach their greatest potential. You can check out his personal and business coaching on his site, which again is audieredzik.com. That's AdiRedzik.com. But that's going to do it for episode 799. I hope you enjoyed the post and that you're having a great day. And I'll be right back here with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.